I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. Woo! But now my eye sees. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of A Fresh Vision of God from our series, The Difference. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion, Vision of...
And washed my hands in innocence. He said, all this righteous living that I've been doing, you know, I've been coming to the house of the Lord, I've been giving my money faithfully, I've been reading my Bible, I've been having devotions, I've been serving God, and look what I got for it. You know, I could be living a wicked life. I could be living a life of hedonism, where I just enjoy the pleasures of this world. I could be living a life of sensuality, where I just give in to my every desire. Look, that's what the wicked are doing, and they are prospering. He said, I have cleansed my heart in vain. In other words, to put it in New Testament terms, I have accepted Christ for nothing. What good has it done me to accept Christ when the wicked are just as well off as I am? I have cleansed my hands in vain. I cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. It was worthless. I just wasted my time. And then the psalmist struggled with the painful thought that in speaking his mind, he might cause others to stumble. If he really let people know what was on his heart, that I might cause other people to stumble. Look what he says in verse 14. For all the day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say it and I speak thus, I should offend a whole generation of children. If I really said publicly what I think, look at all these people who believe in God, even the young ones coming up who believe in God. If I really speak what's on my heart, I'm going to offend them. If I say what I really think, if I say what I really believe, man, they're going to get turned off to the things of the Lord. And he says, when I thought about this, when I thought about if I speak and turn off a whole generation, he said it was too painful for me to know. What are you struggling with today? The psalmist struggled when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. And maybe there's something that's eating away at your faith, that you feel like God is really not with you in this. You feel like God has kind of distanced himself from you. And if you speak out loud what you're really feeling in your heart, that others might be offended. What are you struggling with today? Maybe you need a fresh vision of God. If you go to that next slide. Anxiety. Is this your struggle today? Are you filled with worry about something? Your struggle might not be the prosperity of the wicked. Maybe you can take these verses 2 through 12, you can take them out, and you can put in your problems. You can put in your struggles. Maybe you can put in there for 10, 11 verses, and you're talking about anxiety. It seems like my anxiety has overwhelmed me. I wake up in the morning, worried. I go to bed at night, worried. During the day, I'm thinking about how things are going to work out. What's your struggle? Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's something that you fear. How about anger? Something has caused you to be angry, and you are struggling with that. And you might be like the psalmist, one foot on an oil slick and the other foot on a banana peel. Right? You're getting ready to slip. You're getting ready to stop having devotions. You're getting ready to stop coming to church. How do I know that? Because people tell me this, that they get upset with God. They get frustrated, and they stop spending time with God. They stop being in the house of the Lord. Anger, faithlessness. Maybe you don't have faith that there's overwhelming circumstances that's calling for faith, and you just don't have it. You're struggling in that area. Stress. Maybe you're stressed out about something. I heard a sermon by a pastor one time. It said, all stressed up and nowhere to go. All stressed up and nowhere to go. Maybe it's stress. Maybe there's some sin that's befallen you, that's causing you to struggle. Financially, maybe you are in a financial rut. You're struggling to pay your bills. You're struggling to meet your obligations. Maybe it's a health issue. A lot of times it's health that will cause us to take our eyes off of God. Sometimes we can get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we get weary. And that's why Paul tells us to pray for those who are weary. Pray for those who are sick. James says, pray for those who are sick. And the word that he uses for sick is those who have become weary because of their sickness. Why? Because a lot of people that go through get frustrated. And they want to throw their hands in the air. Where is God at? And so we see that you could take out these verses and you could put in your struggle, the thing that you're struggling with. Oh, but the psalmist let us know that until I went into the sanctuary of God, he said, then I saw God. I got a fresh vision of God. And when he's talking about coming into the sanctuary, he's not talking about necessarily coming into the building. He's talking about coming into that quiet place where you meet with God. That quiet place where you get alone with God. I got up early one morning and rushed into the day. I had so much to accomplish, I didn't have time to pray. Problems tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me, I wondered. He answered, you didn't ask. I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on gray and bleak. I wondered why God didn't show me. He said, but you didn't seek. I tried to come into his presence. I used all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly chided, my child, you didn't knock. Hey, I got up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish, I had to take time to pray. We're talking about the difference. We're talking about the difference that can make by you coming into the presence of the Lord. And maybe you need to get a fresh vision of God. And as you get a fresh vision of God, it may require you to begin to reflect on the names of God. So here's why I said I'm going to make it practical, right? A fresh vision of God. Maybe you need to see him as El Shaddai, the Almighty God, right? That what you're going through, you find yourself weak, you find yourself powerless, and you need a God who is almighty to guide you through. You may need El Elyon. I love that name for God. on the Wednesday Bible study, when I come on, I greet the saints. Saints of El Elyon, God the Most High God. Maybe you need to know him as Yahweh Roy. And that means the Lord is my shepherd. You need guidance. You're trying to figure something out. You're trying to work your way through a situation. And you need a fresh vision of God. You need to go back and read the 23rd Psalm where it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He guides me beside the still waters. He guides me. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I might need to get down and see him as Yahweh Roy, the Lord who is my shepherd. Lord, you are my shepherd. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Guide me by thy powerful hand. You might need guidance. You may need wisdom to make decisions. You need to get a fresh vision of Yahweh Roy. You might need to get a fresh vision of Yahweh Rapha, the God who heals. Are you dealing with sickness at this time? You know, I know toward the end of last year, I had sciatic pain that I couldn't sleep. And you know, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to know that while everybody else is laying their head down going to sleep, that you're not going to sleep. That you're going to be up. Because every time you lay down, your back, your leg starts hurting. An excruciating pain that keeps you up. And when you get to a place like that, you need a fresh vision of God. It might be good to know that God is my shepherd. It might be good to know that God is a provider. But it's another thing to know that God is a healer. And that God is able to touch us and give us strength that we need to be able to do the things that we need to know. And we need to focus on him as Yahweh Rapha, the God who heals. And say, Lord, I need you. I need you to touch me. You may need to focus on him as Yahweh Shalom, the Lord who is my peace. Maybe there's all kind of turmoil in your life, anxiety, fear, worry, stress. And you need to know him as the God of peace. You need to know him as the God who can speak peace to your storms, who can speak peace to your situation. Lord, what I'm going through, I just need you, Lord. I just need you to speak peace to my heart. Lord, I'm fretful. Lord, I'm anxious. Lord, I'm worried. Is that where you're at today? What is the thing that's troubling you? What is the thing that's burdening your heart? You need to get a fresh vision of God. You need to see him as Yahweh Shalom, the God of peace. And then maybe you're here today and there's a need that's beyond your capabilities to meet. There is a circumstance that you need provision for. And you need to, and I know y'all get tired of hearing me say this, but I love it. When I get to heaven and I see Sister Evelina, I'm going to thank her for those words when she said, I get down on my rusty knee. I get down on my rusty knee and ask Yahweh Jireh to provide whatever it is that I need. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. And you need to go into the sanctuary. See, look at the psalmist. He was struggling with the prosperity of the wicked. This thing was, he said, man, I was almost gone. He said, now I don't know what he meant by that. I don't know if he was getting ready to commit suicide. I don't know if he was getting ready to, I think maybe more than anything else, he was getting ready to give up on his faith. He said, I was almost gone. And he went through the things that he was struggling with. And when he went into the sanctuary of God, we're going to see here in a second, that his whole perspective changed. And when you go into the sanctuary of God, your perspective changes. Maybe you just need to know that God is present. You need to know that God is near. Maybe you need to know that God is your banner, Yahweh Nisi. Let's look at a fresh vision of God. To have a fresh vision of God is to see his purposes. To have a fresh vision of God is to see his purposes. Look what he says in verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream, when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. And so he got a vision of Yahweh Sitkenu, the Lord our righteousness. And he said that when I went into the sanctuary, he said, I saw that God wasn't going to let him. God wasn't going to let him get away with this, right? But it was troubling his spirit. But when he got into the sanctuary, and like I said, I'm not trying to teach you something mystical or something, you know, that's veiled. It's plain. Look, I mean, it's plain and simple in the text. The thing that he was struggling with, the Lord showed him. And whatever you're struggling with, if you just get before the Lord, if you get into the sanctuary of God, if you take a fresh look at God, he's going to show you what it is that needs to be done. And so this right here, I believe, took a lot of stress off of the psalmist because he was concerned about the prosperity of the wicked. And then God showed him what was going to happen to him. And so we see God's purpose, that whatever we're going through, we see God's purpose in it. You know, if we are focused on the wrong thing and we are struggling with something, you're not going to see God's purpose. You're going to be trying to weasel out of it. You're going to try to squirm out of it. You're going to look for reasons to complain to God and say, how come I'm going through this? But if I'm going through it and I come into the sanctuary of God, God, show me why I'm going through this. And God will show you. And that will make all the difference in your life. You will see his peace. Shalom, right? You will see his peace. Look what the psalmist said, verse 21. Then my soul was grieved, and I was pricked in my heart. Why? Because I was foolish. I was foolish and ignorant, and I was like a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee, and thou hast held me by my right hand. The psalmist was troubled when he thought about what he had said, what he had thought, what he had done. But God gave him peace. And the peace that God gave him, that even though his soul was grieved and his soul was pricked, he was foolish and ignorant, he said, nevertheless, I got a peace. I got a peace that God is still with me. I got a peace that God has taken me by my right hand and that he's guide me along the way. I got a peace that God never left me. He never left me. While I was going through, God never left me. To get a fresh vision of God is to see his providence, that God will guide us. Yahweh Roi, the Lord my shepherd, that he will guide us. Look at verse 20. For Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me into glory. You know what the psalmist is saying? Lord, I have the confidence that you will guide me in this life, and when I leave this life, you will guide me into your presence. He got a fresh vision of God. He saw God in a way that he wasn't seeing him before. The next thing is to see God's presence. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is present. Notice what he said in verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. Lord, you are with me every step of the way. You guide me and direct me every step. What a blessing it is to know that God is with us throughout our life. His presence, Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is near. The Lord is present. And then we see his power, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, the Almighty. Look at verse 26. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Wow. That my heart and my flesh, they fail, but God is the strength of my heart forever. Then let me close by answering this question. What did the psalmist learn as a result of coming into the sanctuary? First of all, he learned that God is good. Look at verse 1. He starts out with this, right? He puts this right up front. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. That God is good. Have you tasted the goodness of the Lord? See, the psalmist tasted God's goodness. He was able to taste. He just didn't say that the Lord is good. He was able to taste the goodness of the Lord from experiencing it by going into the sanctuary of God. Next, the psalmist said that he would draw near to God. Look at verse 28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. See, that was his problem. His problem was is that he wandered away from God. His problem was that he got his eyes on the wicked. But now he sees that I'm going to draw near to God. And then finally, he said that he would put his trust in God. I have, in verse 28, I have put my trust in the Lord that I might declare all thy works. So we look at Psalm 73 and we ask ourselves, what was the difference? Did you see the shift? Did you see the transition from one who felt that he was about ready to give up? He transitioned into hope, faith, trust. What was the difference? We've been talking about the difference, right? That's the title of the series. The difference. What was the difference? He went into the sanctuary of God. And when he went into God's sanctuary, God opened his eyes. And God showed him what he needed.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Faith in God, Part 1. From our series, The Difference. If you'd like to request an audio copy of today's message, A Fresh Vision of God, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request A Fresh Vision of God. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request A Fresh Vision of God from our series, The Difference. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind the difference by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, Visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.